The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
All right, look at that. No Jake in the room, which means Allie and I can have a nice, open, candid conversation about how much we don't like Jake. No, that's not true. Welcome
about
to Showtime.
About how his relationship is doomed.
Goddamn, that's weird. Showtime, episode number Who Cares? It's bonus. It's uncensored. You'll hear us say dirty words like nipple.
Fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, and that stuff, too.
We can say nipple.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to say it even more. We're going to you got our 10-nipple guarantee. If we're not working in 10 nipples per Showtime episode, we're not doing our fucking
job.
Don't
you have an extra nipple?
No, it's funny. I thought, is this kind of gross? I don't even want to admit this because this is almost in your gross territory. I thought I had a nipple growing by my armpit because apparently that's where a lot of third nipples grow, is by the armpit. Did you know that?
No, can't say I did.
Yeah, that's like a fact. I looked it up and I think it was like
don't know a lot of nipple stats.
Yeah, I got a ton. Tons of nipple stats. You want to? You know what? We have a theme for this episode. Finally, I've been waiting for it. You watch right into this one. Do you know the nipple was invented originally so guys could train archery? No. And anyway, I thought it was a nipple and then it fell off. So I think it was like a skin tag.
Skin tag.
Which is hot, I know.
Skin tags are disgusting.
Ladies, DM me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to have a skin tag, but it is now officially gone. And I guess those happen where any part of your body where the body rubs against the body. So the armpit would make sense.
No, I was getting them when I was pregnant. I got them in the weirdest places. And then after I had the baby, they all fell off. Yep.
And then the baby.
So I can match you gross for gross.
Baby, picked
what
them
you
up
got next? What do you got?
Played with them. Anyway, we got you know how these episodes go. We don't really have any sort of direction, so we're just going to ramble about stuff until they tell us it's time for us to get out of the studio because they need it for someone more important.
Oh, I just got a big wave of nausea.
Oh, really? You think you're pregnant?
No.
It's impossible?
It's impossible.
Really? Really impossible?
I mean, they ask over and over again, is there any chance that you could be pregnant? No.
Because you're kind of moody.
Sure?
You're kind of moody. You've got all that. Like, I feel like my wife, when she was pregnant, had that, like, pregnancy cold thing. I feel like you have pregnancy brain. Like, there's no chance.
What? Now I'm learning that you think I have all these pregnancy symptoms, moodiness, and brain fog.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you knew you had that. No,
I don't have. Do you really think I have that?
Listen. I was out to dinner with some people the other night, and the woman said that she didn't want to drink. And I was like, oh, my God, she's fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
She's,
well, I mean, my taste and smell is all fucked up. I tried to drink this past weekend, and I couldn't. I was drinking wine, and I was like, this tastes like shit, because it just tastes like weird, tangy liquid. Like, it was just, ugh. I wish I could actually taste it, because then I could have enjoyed it and drank more.
I spent the whole meal with this couple not saying what I wanted to say because I was convinced I was going to say something that was going to make them feel bad about the fact that they were pregnant just because she didn't want to drink. So I just kept saying things like, I was going to say that, God, babies are the worst. Like, they're so annoying and this and that. And and I just kept biting my tongue because I just, the whole time, I even, like, elbowed Danielle. I was like, elbow in the stomach. Let's take care of this. No, I said, I was like, you think she's pregnant? She's like, maybe. You know, she kind of gave me the look like,
were
maybe.
Are they trying to get pregnant?
We didn't know. I mean, they have kids, so we didn't think they'd want to start that process over again. Once you kind of get past a certain, once your kids are, you know, north of five, I mean, it's different for every family, but it feels like once they get to a certain age, you just think to yourself, like, do I really want to start this all over again?
Right.
Now, at this point, I've gotten rid of everything. I've given away every little thing I had, every stroller, everything's gone. So if I had to start over again, I got to rebuy everything or track it down. So anyway, the whole meal, I'm thinking she's pregnant, and I think they're going to tell us at some point. And then she says,
especially if you're going out to dinner and one person isn't, that's like the biggest red flag. That was the hardest thing for me to
hide. And she's a drinker. Like, she is a real drinker. Yeah. Like, she's one of those people that, like, you know, when they say your table will be ready in 30 seconds, and she'll be like, that's okay, I'll go to the bar first and get something.
Oh my God, that's Katie.
And you're like, hold on, 30 seconds.
Yeah. Flight board's in 5 minutes. Let's go get a martini.
So she was a drinker. So I was all like, oh, that's weird. She must be pregnant again. And then right before the bill came, they're like, can I get anyone anything else? And that's, you know, some asshole's going to order coffee and ruin everything. And she ordered some, like, what are those drinks you drink? The digestifs.
Oh, digestif.
And with alcohol and stuff.
What?
And yeah, and then she started throwing those back. So then I was like, what is happening
here?
It's
very weird to throw back digestifs.
That's what I thought. I'm like, what? Is she like...
And you're just like, I've had like 10 amarettos.
Yeah, I don't know what's... Give me some Jaegers for the road.
Sambuca, yes, please.
So then I was like, I guess she's not pregnant at all. She's just switching her drinking to after the meal, which is really weird.
That's such a weird thing to change.
It was such a mind fuck for me. But anyway... So, Jake's in the studio. Speaking of drinking, Jake's in here. He brought his beer. Of course he did. Brought his dog.
We went to a bar and I was like, God, I feel weird asking, does anybody have any warm cocktails?
Oh, because you're sick?
Yeah, because I was like, what is the only thing I could probably enjoy is like a warm, like apple cider. And I was like, it's almost winter. Like, maybe they would have something like that.
How about hot toddy? Isn't that the only warm one?
Yeah, but I didn't want to make, like, if you're a bartender and it's not like that season or it's like a signature cocktail, like, yeah, having to make somebody a hot toddy is stupid.
Also, like, to go into a bar and be like, let me get an Irish coffee. Up until a certain time of the day, I think that's acceptable. But once it's like the happy hour crowd and you're asking for that, it's kind of like you're just being annoying.
I know. So it's like, I guess I'll just not drink.
I love it. In fact, I think it's like, that's one of the nice things about, you know, entering this time of the year is that it is officially the time of the year to have the warm alcoholic drinks.
And
some of those warm alcoholic drinks are really fucking good.
And they're so cozy and comforting. And for some reason, you feel like you're drinking something that's good for you, even though it's bad for you.
It's either warm or ice cream. Like alcoholic drinks, like the ones that use ice cream in the recipe. You know what I'm talking about? I think there's one called a grasshopper. I guess that was like John Lennon's favorite drink. It has like kind of mint chocolate chip ice cream and then a bunch of liquor in
it. Why would
and
you have that for the winter?
I don't know, but they're like winter treats. Like,
they are?
They're like things that kind of like eggnog. Spiked eggnog is kind of the same thing.
That's one of them as well.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm the only person who likes to drink spiked eggnog. And then I force it my... And then it's like, it sucks because I'm the only person buying eggnog.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't want to go through this entire fucking thing of spiked eggnog. I'm the only one who likes it.
You know how if you eat enough and you drink and you're kind of at the same pace of food going in and alcohol going in, the alcohol never really takes effect because you have so much food? That's kind of like eggnog, I feel like, for me. It's my
makes
stomach,
you feel too full.
I'm so full that any drunkenness I'm getting is being instantly counterbalanced by just how, like, full I feel.
You're not drinking it fast enough.
Well, I just think I need to...
Or you need to go light spiked eggnog.
Heavy, the light egg... Yeah. Light nog?
Then it's like watery.
Do you got light nog?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? What do you do, cut it with water?
No, it's like light eggnog.
What?
It's like all milky,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
That looks great.
This drinking episode for Jake, because they always are. But, Vanessa's popping in now, and she left. She just wanted to make sure we were doing it. It's chaos around here, around the halls. Chaos at K-Rock. What does she want to do? You're just making sure we're here, Vanessa?
What?
You're just making sure we're doing the show?
Vanessa chose the day before Halloween to dress like Lydia from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I thought that's what she was, too. I thought she was dressed like Chucky. She's got those overalls on.
She's like, guys, I have nothing for Halloween.
His overalls
like, you're literally
are blue.
In a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Right now.
Which are you?
My emo outfit.
That's your evil outfit?
Emo.
Oh, emo. Yeah. What's up? Why did you pop in?
I just got really excited because it's about a contestant for tomorrow. Can I share?
Yeah, sure.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Tell us.
Okay. It's
really
cool.
The freak
she
show.
She sent me a video. She can swallow a knife.
Oh,
a sword.
Yeah, don't let the lawyers know about that, but that's fine. We'll do it.
That's not happening. Just kidding.
Okay, thank you.
She, just kidding.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Like, the lawyers are all listening to the Showtime podcast. They're what? Oh, they said they're kidding.
Well, the guy's on a technicality.
Never mind.
There.
That girl dressed like Beetlejuice said they're kidding. So that's cool.
Even when we have it on air tomorrow, just kidding, not really a sword.
Is that a different girl than the one that came to Vegas with us and swallowed that entire balloon? Because that was a freak off, man. That was crazy.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Imagine if you get it lubed up first.
Right. What's this girl's name? Is it Courtney by chance?
Emberly.
Oh, Emberly. Different, yeah.
Wait a minute. Emberly.
I remember Courtney. Courtney had quite a trick with that balloon.
I love that you remember her name.
How could I forget? I've never seen it like it in my life.
She swallowed a whole ass long balloon, like a
12 foot
balloon, animal balloon.
Yeah, even Allie's mom gave her standing ovation. It's crazy. All right, well, thank you.
Any update on your dating life, Vanessa?
No, nothing. These boys are scared.
So is that one guy you were seeing over, the guy you gave the socks to?
I didn't give him the socks.
She got a tattoo for him.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
Did he ghost you?
He ghosted me. It's okay. I know. I'm okay if someone doesn't like me. It's fine.
Right.
But, like, tell me. Don't leave me hanging.
How many attempts did you make to, like, okay, so what, you know, no response, a few
two.
Days. And then you said, like, hey, what's up? Question mark.
I just did two.
And then what's
good?
Like, and then what's the next one after that? Like, another question mark?
He forgot his sweater at my house.
Right.
And
smart.
I was like, I have your sweater if you want to grab it. Like, I don't want it. I don't want to keep it. It's like, it's wasting space in my closet.
Right.
And nothing.
So you said
I throw it away.
You said I have your sweater.
Yeah.
And then he didn't write back.
No.
What if he's dead?
I don't think he's dead.
I think
he's ghosting me.
Are you monitoring him on?
If he's dead, she can see him in the afterlife.
Yeah, you can.
I don't follow him.
Get that Ouija board out.
All right.
No, he straight up ghosted me. It's okay if you don't like me, sir. Just tell me.
What's the second text mean? Were any of them mean? What were the first and second text?
They were never mean. I'm so nice. I think that's the issue. I'm nice.
You know what you should write back to him? FYI, I'm ghosting you. Fuck his head up. And then I'll be like, what do you mean you're ghosting me? And then all of a sudden he's back. Then you brought him right back in.
And then I ghost.
That's great
ghost,
advice.
Ghost. Or hit him with this.
I am a ghost.
Just found out full-blown AIDS.
Whoa.
Let him know. And then don't respond. He'll have a follow-up. When did you find
it? That's over the top. Just say herp. Just find out herp.
Herp.
I wouldn't respond if someone said herp. I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Allie's like, I know.
Ignore.
Been there.
Well, yeah, because you're the one who gave it to him.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, another victim claim.
All right, Vanessa, good luck. Bye. Good luck. Good luck getting everyone together for the freak off. If you want to join us, if you listen to this podcast on Wednesday, Thursday in the studio, going to have some people coming in, try to freak us out. 10 second talent show. It's the freak out style because the freak show style because Halloween, and we got great prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, Klein keeps calling it a freak off.
I didn't realize
very
how
bad wording
problematic that is. Oopsies. Well, what do you want?
I mean, you are a Diddy supporter.
I'm not a not a Diddy supporter in any way.
Are you doing something fun for Halloween tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta go buy candy. Apparently, I don't even know how many bags of candy. The street I'm on now, apparently, I've heard this every year I've moved because, you know, I haven't really been at the same street for more than 2 years in a row. So I usually get one Halloween, sometimes two before I'm gone. And every year I have a neighbor that just wants to give me the heads up. Just so you know, this is a big Halloween street and you better load up, get whatever you think you're going to get and then double it. And every year I sit like a fucking asshole with 50 extra goddamn bags of candy, and no one comes by. And then I'll see the neighbor. I'll be like, hey, and they'll be like, yeah, I don't know. It was a weird year, man. Slow year. Like, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a little cold, or maybe people, like, and so every year I'm stuck with all this extra goddamn candy. And this year, I just again yesterday, I mean, I've got, Allie, I think I went out and I spent probably $50 on candy, which to me is like,
that's enough.
Like, maybe that doesn't give everyone candy, but like once you've gone through $50 worth of candy, I feel like I've done my job.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even care.
It's too much.
It's too much. And then that doesn't get you as much as it used to, but like it feels like I bought a lot of fucking candy.
And do you think the other thing is, do you think your kids are going to accumulate $50 worth of candy?
No way, and nor would I let them keep it anyway. No.
Wait. $50 worth of candy looks like. How much is that? How many bags?
It's like three bags.
No, 50. No, for me it's like five of the really, really big bags.
That's a lot of candy.
But the really, really big bags sometimes have like small, they claim, you know, 300 pieces of candy. But, you know, some of them are like those, you know, some of them are shitty.
Some of them are like the extra small Chupa Chups.
Yeah. Yeah, so
they're like so tiny.
So I don't even know. I'm like, and then I do have a lot of candy that's been stockpiling from the year. I mean, I got to one year where I had to give out Splenda packets because I was down to nothing.
You know what I got at one of the Halloween things I went to? Like I said before, they're like going no chocolate. It was like all tart stuff. But someone gave us a full packet of Fun Dip.
With no stick though?
No, with the stick.
With the stick, so it's like three packets.
No. It was one packet that has the stick.
Oh, so that's it's made by a single.
I guess so.
Huh.
And I didn't know they had those.
That's cool.
And that was like my fucking favorite when I was a kid. Was just that colored sugar,
Pixie sticks.
Yes,
yeah, that kind of shit.
I mean, to give somebody a full Funda packet, I feel like it's pretty big.
Well, if you're ever the house that's given the one off, whatever the one off is. See, the one off used to be like $100,000. It was one of the not the obvious ones. Snickers, all bullshit, M&Ms, you get enough of those. It's not that they don't great, you don't love them, but you have 50 of those, so they don't stand out. When you are a kid at the end of the night and you're laying all your fucking treats out on the counter, that was the best part. You take your big score, you pour it out, a big pile of candy.
And you count, like, how much you have of each
thing. Yeah, but when you start having the one-offs, like, I got 10 of these and 6 of these and 4 of these, and I got a lot of Skittles, a lot of Sour Patch Kids, but then when you start going to, like, these don't even have a pile because it's just a one-of-one.
Yeah.
That's the good shit. Now, sometimes it's that weird foreigner on your street that's giving, like, Belgian something away from, like, their home country.
Yeah, but I sometimes there are, like, mini Toblerones. I didn't even know those existed.
That sounds fancy.
And then
where do you even buy those?
I feel like you never see Butterfinger anymore. And I love Butterfinger.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you get some of those, I feel like it's a special thing.
You never see anymore because I guess it's dangerous, is those homemade popcorn balls. Did you ever get those when you were a kid?
No, Jake.
People make popcorn balls and like wrap
them
in cellophane.
Remember ice cream cocktails?
That's a thing that happens every winter.
Homemade popcorn balls.
Adjacent.
All right.
People remember.
Who
whatever.
The fuck is doing that? Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
they don't do it anymore.
I am.
But back in the day, you used to do it, and they were awesome.
Nah, I don't think so.
Popcorn
I was,
balls.
I guess, tasked with making a Halloween-themed menu for tomorrow night for the two people that we're having over.
Jesus.
So this is what I've been asked to make. These are buffalo pumpkin chicken meatballs.
Oh, that
looks like
good.
Little pumpkins.
Where'd she find? She found all this shit on
Banana
TikTok?
Ghost Pops.
Right.
Okay.
So unnecessary.
A graveyard chicken enchilada dip. This is for impressing two people.
That looks awesome.
Oh, man.
I mean, it looks awesome.
So you got to go out and buy all these ingredients?
After the show today.
Please, please get like a side-by-side photo comparison of what yours turns out to looking
of
like.
Of the delish.com breakdown and also what I made.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff, like, I mean, you can make any of these lists. Hey, I'm going to take a quesadilla, I'm going to cut some fucking eyes out, and it's a pumpkin quesadilla, and it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it with, like, stuffed peppers, too. I'm going to cut out some eyes and a mouth, and then suddenly it's Halloween-themed. Or, like, wow, I strung the cheese across in a funny way, and now it's a mummy. You know, you can do that with anything. And I guess it's fun, you know, because you're like, whoa, I'm not eating a meatball, I'm eating a pumpkin, woo! But is it really worth the work?
No.
Well, the pumpkin one looks kind of easy because it's just like a little.
I mean, yeah, pumpkin quesadilla is easy.
Well, I meant like the chicken balls, right? Because then it's just so you put like a little garnish on top and that's like the stem.
Yeah, but how many of these tiny stems do I have to find?
What are those?
Anyway? I don't even know. Are they pieces of celery or parsley or what are they?
That's like microgreens. Like
that'd be kind of easy to stick it in the meatball.
Yeah, but once again, this is a giant waste of effort and time.
I totally eat it.
For four people?
For four adults and two children.
I'll come over if you want. Yeah. Make it worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Jake would love to eat all that shit. Jake wants you to make
prosciutto eyeballs, huh?
Yeah, I eat that too.
Jake wants you to eat. Prosciutto is a great.
That's a great thing. It looks like skin.
Yeah,
that's the one. Like I've seen it. Like they have like little plastic skulls, and they put the prosciutto on the skull. So you're peeling off skin.
I'm not buying a plastic skull.
Oh, I'll give you one that you can borrow.
No, I'll give you a human skull, a real human skull. This is the head of a bat with prosciutto on it. But then
it's kosher.
We're doing that thing where we go to one of those like expensive Halloween-y neighborhoods, and this is the first time I'm ever doing that.
Oh, for trick or treating?
Yeah.
And so and it's a big deal, so it's like every house is going to be like full-size candy. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
That sounds gross.
My God.
That's the woman who will be making your delicious meatball pumpkins later.
I'm so glad I'm in this room when she's not wearing a mask.
God.
I'm not contagious anymore. I'm not. Are you sick?
What kind of medical advice? I didn't feel good yesterday after being in a room with you with no mask.
Okay, because that has nothing to do with me. I've been sick for over a week.
Why are you the one cooking this meal?
Because no one else cooks but me.
But you're fucking sick and gross.
I'm washing my hands. I can't. The worst part is that I can't taste anything that I'm making.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
I made a really delicious chicken last night, apparently. I have no idea how it tasted. I have delicious chicken soup that I can't taste. I made a Mexican pizza, homemade Mexican pizza the other day, and Katie said it was delicious. I can't taste any of it. So what's the point of me even making it?
Right. For you, it's nothing. And maybe the guests will go, wow, look how...
Well, it's like, you know, with all the experts, like Beethoven was an incredible piano player, but he was deaf.
So you're
and I'm going to be
an
incredible
yourself.
Cook yeah. Who cannot taste as well.
You're just like Beethoven.
And maybe it'll upgrade my cooking game because I'll just have to know what goes to
Allie, you are Beethoven. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beethoven.
I love it.
Yeah, my, we were supposed to, I'm so pissed because I was supposed to have people over on, I really want to make pizza. All I like to do is make pizza. That's all I like to do.
Well, it's
pizza
easy.
Oven. It's not easy. It's not
like,
easy.
You like way, to gamble, too.
The way I do it, it's not easy, Allie, because I like to let the dough rise. I like to make it all from scratch.
Oh, wow. You have to let it sit there? That's
it's
tough.
It's not. Okay. To even just to get the pizza into the pizza oven in a smooth way where you don't fuck it all up, cook it properly so you get the right char and everything. I take it seriously. I like to do it the right way. My wife hates when I do it because it's a giant fucking mess. And her opinion
yeah,
is pizza
is a fucking is, mess.
Even if it's, no matter how good a pizza is I make at home,
you
yeah, I throw it in the air, twirl
you
it, do everything. I do it all. I do it all. But she
take
said,
a video next time.
She says that yeah. All of that is unnecessary because the reality is, for not a lot of money, probably cheaper than what I spent on ingredients and time and everything else, you can have a pizza delivered, none of the mess, none of the bullshit, and it's probably going to taste as good or better than the thing you're making.
Yeah, but it's the process of cooking it. It's
right.
The fun.
But so
and that's pizza made from love.
And yeah.
Yeah, and I've said that, and apparently that doesn't
that
mean
makes
much.
You gay.
So now I'm gay, too.
Yeah.
So I had some people, this guy's been telling me for a while, I want to come over and have some of your pizza. This was a big plan. So I said, great, come over. I had dough. I was ready to go. And then it was that Sunday late afternoon thing where all of a sudden it just felt like, you know, that you hit that part of Sunday where you're like, I'm lazy and I'm tired. And now
dude, that's every Sunday.
Work is hitting like soon. And I just.
As soon as the 1 o'clock football game's over.
And I didn't have it in me to start like doing the process of setting up. And I just said, I'm ordering fucking pizza. And I caved and I ordered a pizza. And I was glad I did. And more often than not, and I like cooking, but more often than not, When I just hit that wall, I'm like, I'm just gonna order
on a Sunday. That's totally valid.
Yeah, I think
for
that,
us, like, come on, man.
Oh man, that's my biggest cooking day. I'm usually cooking dinner, and I'm also cooking
on
something
Sunday?
For the week. Yeah, and I've also gone grocery shopping earlier in the day.
Ugh.
So I do all the shopping, all the meal prep, all the and cooking dinner as well.
I'm a big fan of.
I'm in the kitchen for like two
or
3 hours.
If I do too much stuff on a Sunday, I feel like the entire day was wasted. I'm
it
a big
is
fan of making that. I know some people go, oh, it's a great day. You catch up on everything. You get yourself all set up for the weekend. That's probably how like successful people think. I look at Sunday like that is a day that if you are putting in any effort, shave that effort down by 10%.
Yeah, that's what God said. It's
and,
the Sabbath.
And be as lazy as you can be because that's a recharge day. But also I think it's important that you, I mean, I almost want to leave that day with bed sores. Like I want Sunday
totally.
To be like, man, I didn't move at all. And
oh
the
my
day,
God, I'm exhausted at the end of every Sunday.
The days I feel the
and
most accomplished.
You work too.
When I get a lot done on a Sunday, I feel like I've unaccomplished what the goal of was a Sunday. But when I feel like I've done nothing and I think back and I'm like, wow, it's 8 o'clock and I don't think I've moved. Or I get that message from like Spectrum on my TV that's like, are you still watching? This hasn't changed in hours. I feel like, man, I've accomplished so much by accomplishing so little.
Yeah, I think I've
that's exactly how I do every Sunday.
Yeah, you got to. You got. I know Jake didn't have kids or a wife, so
it's
like.
It's the best.
I think it's also the nervous energy for me. I have too much anxiety to just sit there and watch TV. I can't even tell you, unless it's like 8:30 at night when I'm already exhausted from the day, I cannot sit there and just watch
but
something.
If you're
dude, it's
if
the
you're gambling.
Best to fall asleep to the late football game. So sports is one of the best, besides murder, sports is one of the best things to fall asleep to. I'll fall asleep to that 5 o'clock football game so easy.
Huh.
And I'll wake up at 8:30 and then, you know, send our email, whatever, and I'll go back to bed.
Wow.
I love falling asleep during a game I don't really care about, where yeah. I fall asleep and kind of wake up enough just to get like an update on the score. And then
right.
I'm like, oh, that happened.
Oh, you hear some cheering. Like, oh, someone's
or you
scored.
Wake up and it's halftime and you're like, oh, good, I didn't miss it.
Yeah, and then I go back. Yeah. And then my body's great. It'll like wake me up with like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, all right, I'm back
right,
in
yeah.
it.
Oh, this game sucks. All right, back to sleep.
Especially when they're like playing replays from earlier in the game and you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I got everything I needed.
So anyway, as you can tell, we don't really have much to talk about this week. So
yeah.
We're going to wrap up the episode. Allie's going to go to the doctor.
I'm really hoping that the Dodgers win tonight, so I don't have to stay for the raffle tomorrow at our company Halloween party.
Oh yeah, they got tickets. So this is interesting because you know, I've talked to a lot of people, Dodgers fans, and you would think if you're a real fan, you just want them to win, no matter how they win, you want them to win. But there's a lot of people that I know that are rooting. If you know the Dodgers will win, if you know it's a foregone conclusion the Dodgers will win the World Series.
How do you want them to win?
Wouldn't you rather have, A, the extra games, because it's exciting. It's part of the reason, like, March Madness is fun when your team is still around, because you have, like, oh, nice, now I have plans for Tuesday night. Oh, now I have plans for Thursday night. Once that ends, it ends. And if you're a baseball fan, this is the end of baseball season, so longest you go without baseball again. So if you know, if you were to know, Dodgers are going to win. You don't have to worry about it. They're going to win the World Series. Wouldn't you say, I'd rather they win it in seven games?
I think some people want their life back. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine when I was in San Diego, and he happens to be a Padres fan, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the Padres losing. And he was like, you know what? I'm kind of happy because it was just so exhausting. Like, he was like, I was in bars ordering, you know, I was drinking way more than I needed to. I wasn't worrying about work. I was like, you know what? I just have to eat all these chicken fingers and watch the games. And he's like, when they were out, it was like, oh, finally, my life can just go back to normal, you know? Yeah, and you feel like you're completely invested in this until the end.
Yeah, and there is a fact. Where'd you get that shake, Johnny? What the fuck?
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Where'd you take a trip to?
I went to go use the restroom, and then I went to go get a smoothie.
Dude, why didn't you tell me where you were going?
Yeah, I like that place.
I would have gotten that, man. Damn. You fucking asshole.
Is that the breakfast one?
Johnny's the worst at that.
No, Allie's don't give me a sip. I'm disgusting.
Oh, Johnny!
And then I met a listener when I was crossing the street with all the smoothies. She's like, oh my God, Johnny. She's like, I just heard you this morning. And I was like, well, she might be lying because I wasn't even on this morning.
Yeah, maybe.
But she said hi to me, and I was like in the middle of the traffic, and I was like, hey, how you doing? I ran out to go shake her hand, and she was driving a nice Honda Civic.
Ooh,
really sick.
You got to start dating her, dude.
I might need her just for her car.
I know, your poor car.
Yeah, Allie, I agree with the concept. You sound great, by the way. You sound great.
And you look even worse.
I'm dying. Can we just end it?
There is a feeling of...
You mean the podcast or life?
There is a feeling of when your team is out, once you go through the grieving process. You know, like if you're a Jets fan right now, you know your season's fucked. So it's kind of like you can already, you almost feel like you've earned your Sunday back. Like you don't need to care anymore.
Yeah.
There is a feeling of like, I've just released that for me, that stress.
I am so scared that it goes to game seven because I have to go to Danny Elfman on Saturday and that's game seven. And it's going to be a conflict. I'm going to have to like fucking try to weasel like both things and like watch the game while I'm at the concert and hope I have reception.
It's
all
stressful.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the Dodgers will win today, but.
Game six.
I think they're going to win in six.
Fernando's birthday on the sixth.
I would like that. I would like it to happen back just for traffic alone. I would like it to happen back in LA.
And because you want the traffic,
I want more traffic. I just want to come up with any
one more day of the worst traffic ever.
And then we get
didn't happen.
I miss it.
And then the parade, and there'll be more traffic, and then we officially are entering traffic, and then we're like, then it's like right into Thanksgiving traffic.
Right. Okay.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing we've got
all the way up until New Year's Day, the one day
I want
no
game
traffic.
Six if I win raffle tickets. Tomorrow.
Yeah. So the deal is tomorrow they're doing some Halloween lunch here, and you know they know no one wants to do it, so
they're raffling
they're
off tickets.
Saying
to
if
the World
if,
Series.
Right, if the Dodgers don't win tonight, then we can win
World Series tickets for Game Six.
Yeah, I gotta take this. Oh man!
All right, see ya.
All right, three missed calls. That must be the school. Great.
Oh no! Right. Three missed calls from a school.
We'll do it again soon.
All right.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.